What is going on, everybody? Welcome to the Your Perspective Matters podcast. Oh my God. So on today, we're gonna have a good old time, right? You know my motto, right? Focusing on personal growth podcast, right? We focus on everything uncomfortable, right? Why? Because uncomfortability breeds growth. Now, on today, I'm a Lyft driver, right? And I literally had to stop. I literally had to stop driving. I said, because what I received, there was this quote that I just have to like expound on. Like the moment I heard it, it was hitting my chest. So on today's episode. So is going to be making my entrepreneurs and my business owners uncomfortable, right? It's going to be a harsh reality and a harsh truth that has hit me to the core, right? So here we go, right? The quote is called is not called. The quote says, "Marketing," which is the title of the episode. Marketing won't fix a broke business. Let me tell you, marketing won't fix a broke business. Now, so let me expound. Let me break it down for you real quick, right? Marketing is one of the key essentials to building a successful business, right? If nobody knows about your business, then you technically have no business. You won't be able to attract customers or any that there's no attraction because of the fact that you don't have marketing. Now, also when it comes to marketing, marketing is the strategy, right? It's not necessarily for many people. We think that, okay, I'm going to go on social media and I'm going to post. I'm going to post. Oh, this is so good. Let me tell you, this is, as it's going through my mind, I'm like, sheesh. I'm telling you, it's going to come all together, right? So, marketing is the strategy, right? On how you post the content. Marketing. Posting content is not marketing. It's the strategy. You have to understand the analytics. You have to understand when people or when your audience rather is available, when they are going to see your content, right? So you have to find out, okay, this is how I'm going to strategize things. This is, you know what, they are available during the weekend around the time of, let's just say, the morning time, right? From 9 a.m. to noon time, right? That's your window. So that's the time that you post. This is like gonna be like a marketing class, literally, right? That's the time that you post. If you do not, right? If you're posting, let's just say, at 5 p.m. and nobody sees it, guess what? Nobody's gonna know that you have a business. Nobody's gonna know that you're an author. Nobody's gonna know that you're a nail tech. Nobody's gonna know that you got a podcast, right? Nobody's gonna know whatever it is that you're trying to market to them or build content around, right? So that is key, right? Another thing in marketing, is understanding that when you are, it's collecting the data. That is so important, right? You cannot become a great strategist in marketing if you do not collect the data. So there's a lot of people, right? And I am have been one of those individuals where we get sucked into, okay, you gotta be consistent, right? Be consistent in your marketing, be consistent in your posting rather, right? Not even just the marketing. Let's focus on the posting, right? We think posting content is the marketing strategy, but it's not, right? Okay, I'm gonna post every single day. Monday through Sunday, right? Two times a day. But if we go back to the time, if I post 7 days a week at 5 p.m. where nobody's seeing my stuff, and guess what? Nobody's ever going to see my stuff. No matter how many times or how often I post during the time that nobody's available. Like, I hope this is getting to somebody, because I hope that this is going to transform your marketing approach, right? You need to create the strategy. You need to gain you need to post when people are available, right? And you need to make sure that you are, I really lost my train of thought on the next part. But what is it? You need to, dang it. It's just so much good information, right? So the next thing, right? We have that marketing strategy. All right, cool. So, the consistency, right? Don't post. Okay. This is what I came up with the other day, right? When you are posting, right, especially when you're building your brand, you need to know your audience, right? All these things cater to your marketing strategy, right? Who is your audience? Most people are posting and don't even know who they want to attract. So you go and you pay for ads, and guess what? It's attracting the wrong people, right? So when you are focusing on, what's the word? When you are focusing on, dang, why am I having so much brain farts? Everything is all in one, like literally, oh, this is so good, right? When you are posting content, wow. Let me tell you, this is unscripted, right? I want you to know that, right? And this is making me uncomfortable, because for anybody that's building a brand or you know, posting content like this, or being a podcaster, but definitely having not necessarily a script, but some bullet points helps. But I just got to get this information out, because it's just like super on me, right? So, okay, when you are focusing on building your brand from scratch, when you're focusing on how do I get people to get to see my stuff, finding your audience, you want to post effectively and not often, right? Post effectively and not often, because you'll waste your time creating all this valuable content that you think is valuable, but your customers don't think is valuable. So you're like, I just spent 6 hours on these three posts. Oh, these are about to be dope. And you're posting these consistently or super often, right? Don't do it often. Just do it on a consistent basis. Or I think it's the other way around. Do it often. Do it in a rhythm. This is better. Do it in a rhythm where it's not as often and consistent, right? Or it's not as often, but it's consistent. Yes, not often, but consistent. What do I mean by that, right? So you want to post once a week. I know this is, do I have your permission to make you uncomfortable, right? Because this is information that goes against all the gurus and all of this, or maybe even some people are talking about this, right? You want to focus on posting once a week, right? Or once every 2 weeks, or twice every 2 weeks, right? Or twice a week, right? The reason why am I saying this? Because you need to find out what your audience likes. Now, on the other side, you can post extremely often. You can say, all right, every single day I'm going to post, and that gives you more that allows you to hit your audience quicker, if you will, right? But it comes with disappointment. I don't know if you are a person that can handle the disappointment, right? But be ready if you're going to post every single day, two times a day, right? You got to be ready to see that you're not going to, you may not get any sales your first month. You post it every single day, right? But you're not getting no sales, or nobody's not seeing your post, or you're not getting no views, no likes, no nothing. That gets discouraging. So that's why I'm saying to post on a basis where it's once or twice a week. You do that, now, okay, this person saw it, or this person did this. You get to collect more data from, I promise you, it sounds crazy, but it's a slower process, but it's more effective for somebody that's not ready for the disappointment. If you're ready for disappointment, go all in. Post every single day, right? That's fine, right? Either way, this is just perspective. This is not super facts, or this is not what you have to do, right? Remember what my podcast is. Your perspective matters. But you want to focus on doing it like that, right? You're posting once or twice a day, eliminating the factor of disappointment, or at least less disappointment, right? And you really get to analyze, okay, this person likes this, this person likes that, right? And then you build off of that. Once you see the traction, you start to build with it. Okay, people like when I do reels. Cool. Or people like when I do reels this way. Cool. So now you post more of that. You post more often with what is being hit, right? With what's giving you the numbers. And then you get to build your marketing strategy on what people are focusing on, right? Oh, this is so good, right? Please tell me in the comments if this is good information, because, yo, I'm no marketing guru or no marketing expert, but this is what I've studied from, and this is what I've gained, and I just need to pour it out, because it is literally in my spirit that I need to give to you, right? Cool. So now we got that out the way. Cool. With a lot of the marketing gurus and a lot of your mentors and so on and so forth, which is a true statement, that marketing is essential. Marketing is key. Marketing is the thing that's going to take your business to the next level. I totally agree. But one thing that I disagree with is that it might not be the thing that you need in this moment. It might not be the answer to your problem. Because you start to build the marketing. Oh, I'm getting the chills just about, oh man, this is so good. Let me tell you, right? You finally got your marketing strategy down pat, right? You know exactly when to post. You got you got your audience, right? You know what content you need to be able to post that your people are more attracted to. Cool. But you're still not getting no sales. You're still not getting, or how about this, right? Maybe you're getting some sales, but there's no retention. There's nobody coming back to you saying, hey, I like your product, or commenting, yo, this changed my life, so on and so forth. Going back to the title, marketing won't fix a broke business. I gotta give a shout out to what's his name? Oh man, I think it's Marquise something start with him. I forgot his name, right? But shout out to you for that information, because yo, we think that marketing is the answer. We think that, okay, if I got my marketing strategy down pat, and that's going to make my business go, but it won't fix a broke business. It's just going to spread faster that your business is broke. What do I mean by that? It's going to spread faster the problem. So if your business is not structured properly, right? If your business doesn't have a system to help people, if your business doesn't even have a specific target, it will be exposed for sure. You're posting content. You got your marketing strategy down pat. You know when they're gonna see it, and all these great things, but nothing is changing. That's because your systems that are in place aren't working, or you just don't have a good system. You got to start from the inside and work your way out. Is your product or service or whatever it is that you're doing, is that something that's the answer to the problem? So, okay, for an example, I'm an author, right? For those that don't know, my book is on Amazon for now. It's eventually going to be on all platforms. It's called Win a Habit, right? W-Y-N-N-E, a habit. W-Y-N-N-E, a habit, right? Now, if I was to just leave that as the title, which it is, and I go and I put it out there, right? And I say, hey, this is, I have a book, right? Because I'm always talking to people in my car and letting them know what I got going on. And then they say, hey, what's your book is about? I don't know. Well, what's your topic? What is my topic? That's a good question. So now what happens is I go and I put out this book with words in it just to say that I have a book, but there's no reason for it. Now, guess what? I already lost out on a hell of a lot of sales because I don't even have a goal at hand. I don't have a purpose at hand. If your purpose or your goal is just to make money, yeah, we all want to make money. I'm not saying eliminate the fact that you want to be profitable, right? But understand that if your goal is just to make money and there's no other purpose involved in that, then there is a problem. If people are asking me what my book is about and I don't even know what my book is about, why am I marketing that book? Why? Why am I marketing bad content? Why am I marketing a bad product, a bad service? So we have to take these steps back and we have to say, you know what? What is my target audience, right? What's my avatar, right? What is the problem that my book is solving, right? So my target audience are people that are in the personal development space. The problem that I'm fixing is being able to create great habit or the exchange of bad habits into a good habit, right? That's the problem because we are always creating these negative habits or we just have too many bad habits that aren't good for us. These are things that we are continuously doing on a continuous basis and not even realizing that it's doing this much damage. Or we know that it's doing this much damage, but we don't know how to stop. Right? The concept of my book, and I want y'all to understand this, is it takes an eternity to eliminate a bad habit, but it only takes 21 days to create a habit. So my book, which I'm revamping now, right? And I'm going to have a relaunch very soon. When you my book has three different rules, right? And in the let me actually go to it, right? I want to read to you guys the rules word for word, right? Ooh, camera got some noise stuff. All right, cool projects. Give me like 2 seconds, man, because I want y'all to get this. I want y'all to get this. Boom. This is the interior. Yes, interior. Yes. Okay, cool. All right, so the rules, right? All right, cool. Rule number one, right? Read only one page per day and allow it to soak in for 24 hours, right? It's rule number one. Rule number two is read for 21 days straight. Rule number three, 21 days straight, no breaks in between. So you have to go Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Monday to every single day. There's no Monday, Tuesday. Okay, we got a break Wednesday. And then, because what happens is for rule number three, if you miss a day, you have to start over back to day one. Right? I need y'all to get how powerful this book is, right? It's to replace the bad habits that we already have, right? It takes an eternity to eliminate a bad habit. It takes only 21 days to create a habit. So if you leverage my book and you read for 21 days straight, let the information, the quote or whatever, soak into you for 21 days straight. That time that you was doing whatever you was doing, you're now wanting to seek more. Okay, let me read this book more, right? Or you can get book number two, or I can refer you to some other books until I come out with some more books, right? So this is my whole concept. Now I can market on that. If I have a broke business, if I have a business product service that does not work internally, it does not matter how great of a marketer or how perfect the strategy is. You have to fix the business from the inside. You have to fix the structure, the purpose, the target, all of these different things. Otherwise, people are going to see that they're going to call me a fraud. If I was to say, you know what, my book is, oh, I was just doing it just to make money. I know it's great money. Nah. I heard somebody said, don't create the book to sell books. Create the book to sell. What does she mean? She means that we focus so much on, okay, I just want to be an author just to say that I've sold some books. No, I want to sell you this book. I want to give you this book, right, in exchange for information. Hey, this is the book that's going to change your life. So that way, if it's the words and how I did things is impactful enough in the book, if it's valuable enough in the book, you'll come back. You'll want more or you'll recommend it. How many authors out here, or how many people have a product or service that is one-hit wonders? You have a launch, boom, you go crazy a couple thousand dollars the first week or the first day. You're like, oh my God, this is changing my life. Boom, you start marketing yourself as this guru or whatnot, and then you never do it again. That's because of the fact that your business is broken. Whew. Oh my goodness, that is so good. So before you start to focus on your strategy, which is your marketing plan, your marketing strategy, understand what your business is going to contribute to. What am I impact? Who am I impacting? What am I impacting? What's the problem that I'm solving, right? What's the system? What is the system that I'm leveraging, that I'm using to make it so, that make it scalable rather? Because once you create the system, that's all many people need, is some sort of system that allows them to do less work. I don't gotta think about it. I'm gonna give you my money in exchange for you to give me your system. That's really what it is. That's the exchange. Money for a system. We always talk about money, the exchange of money for products and services, but it's really money and system. You're exchanging your money. I'm going to pay you because I would pay you this amount of money for that kind of system. That's going to help my life. That's going to change my life. Whatever it is, whatever you are doing, right? People need it. Another thing is, what is the need? Do people really need your business? Why would you market something that people don't need? Like, for an example, we go and let's just say a toothbrush. Everybody needs a toothbrush. But then I go and I make a brand that only just got yellow toothbrush. There's no specific need for that, for just a yellow toothbrush. Now, I'm not saying that it can't be sold, but how much are you going to sell for just a yellow toothbrush? People just going to be buying toothbrushes. It's just going to be, you know, I'm just going to. And if you want an investor, it has to be much more attractive than that. Right? The person that created the toothbrush said, you know what? There's a problem. What's the problem with the toothbrush? I got to do this manually all the time. This is like so annoying. My wrist hurt, arm hurt, whatever. I don't want to do that. I need something that's going to make it a lot more effective and faster. Boom. You know what? Electric. Now you got the electric toothbrush. You didn't even invent the whole concept of the toothbrush. You just added an attachment or you adjusted it. That's what makes you valuable. Are you going to be the start of something or are you going to be the adjustment or the attachment to something? That's how you're able to get the sales and have a profitable and amazing and needful, rather, business, if that's even a word, needful. You know, if your business is actually needed, you can market off of that. You got to market what works. You got to market what's going to get you continuous sales, not just, oh, I'm going to have sales for one time. Let me tell you, my first month of, is it a month? No, my first 2 weeks of launching my book, right, during the COVID year, I can't remember the exact number, but I know I made during that time, it wasn't even 2 weeks. In the first 5 days, I've made $1,000. And I thought that I was, woo, it's late. Oh my God. People want this book, all of this. See, the other thing about the marketing strategy, about marketing, is marketing won't work if you're not consistent. For those of you that are creating a product or service, for those of you that are an author, that are a podcaster, right? That is a trader, right? That is anything, whatever you are, right? I need you to understand that at the moment you stop marketing is when your business starts to decline. That's what happened with me. That was one of my biggest mistakes. I was marketing like crazy, going for the pre-launch. I sold out crazy the first 5 days. I made a great amount of money during that time. So I thought, so I'm like, oh, it's up and it's stuck. And then I've made more money within the, the first 6 months. It was cool. But what happened was I stopped marketing. It was less and less. And I allowed my circumstances to come in the way of it. Oh, you know what? I'm depressed and I'm this. And, people's not. No, it don't matter. You have to create. This is also with the system in your business. If you have a system which allows your marketing strategy to flow effortlessly, you won't even have to think about it. You won't even have to be emotional. Hello. You can be emotional all you want, actually. It won't affect it because everything is already done, right? So for one of the things that can help you, right, I'm gonna give this to you really quickly. You want to schedule your content. Find out the times, right? Find out how many times or how often people are available, right? Mark down those hours. If it's 3 or 4 hours, let's just say if it's 3 different hours a day, right? For 7 days a week, right? Do you once you find out those availability, you want to find out how many times you want to post. It doesn't have to be 7 days a week. It doesn't have to be 5 days a week. It could be however you want it. You just have to be consistent with it. If I only want to post 3 times a week, cool. Find out the times that your people are most available. Pick that hour. Boom. Now, once you got that down packed, you're going to pick a day. This day is going to be called Content Creation Day, right? Content Creation and Marketing Day, right? Where you are creating all your content in that one day. That's your 8-hour shift. That's your 9 to 5. That's what you're going to do in that day. You know what? This is my only day off, but I'm committing the entire day or many hours to creating the post, right? If I said I want to do 3 times a week, cool. If I'm doing 3 times a week, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, that means that let's just say Wednesday is my content day, right? I'm going to create the 3 posts, or I'm going to create it for a whole month. So 3 times 4, 12. So now I just created 4 different posts. I mean, 12 different posts, right? 12 different pieces of content on in one day. That's a whole month worth. You do that once a week. Content creation and marketing day, right? And with that, you get on a platform, a software of some sort where it does the posting for you, where you're able to schedule it all in that one day, right? So once you have everything created, now you schedule it. Scheduling it would be relatively the easy part because you have everything created. Unless if you have a specific strategy where you want to do with that, that's fine too. Maybe you could post it then. Start posting for the next day. Okay, cool. The next day is for me to organize which days I want it to be posted. Perfect. Now you have a whole month worth of content done in one day or in 6 hours or 8 hours, however you want to split it up. If you do that 4 times once a week, right? You do that for an entire month, you have 4 months of content done for a whole month. If you do it for 2 months straight, that's 8 months worth of content. 3 months straight, that's a whole year content done. You ain't gotta post again. Oh, you gotta worry about that. Everything is automatic. Now, when your boo is acting up, when your kids are sick, when your mom wants you to spend time with them, when you gotta go on date night, when you gotta do overtime in your job, when you got some clients complaining about not receiving the products, when you got your product messed up, when you got, hey, I just need some me time. I need some loving. I need some meditation. I need some personal development. I need some isolation. Your marketing or your post, your content is automatic. It's already done. Let me tell you, I just given you some extreme game just now. I hope you guys review this because this is what's going to take, this is what's going to allow you to push the needle. This is what's going to allow you to move forward, to advance, to progress in a very exponential way. Right? There's this quote that we talk about, work harder. If you put in more work, you get more out. It's not necessarily true. I'd rather work smarter, not harder. Right? But what I mean by smart doesn't mean that I'm not working hard at what I'm doing. I'm just making sure that I'm more strategic. I'm working more strategic and not just harder. So whatever I pinpoint and find out what's working and what's not working, and I continuously do what is working. And I stop doing what's not working because I can, if I go and put in 8 hours and everything I'm doing in that 8 hours is not working, I'm wasting time. I could put in 16 hours straight. I done wasted 16 hours of my life. But if I focus on, you know what, boom, I'm gonna lock in 2 hours. I could get more done in 2 hours, with effective strategic focus versus somebody that puts in more hours and don't know what the heck they're doing. So marketing is the key. What is one of the keys to really putting yourself out there, but you don't want to put out bad service. You don't want to put out bad product. You don't want to be known, oh, you know that hair stylist is terrible. Now your representation is that's a bad hairstylist. So now you have to build with that. Boom, okay, you can transform, you can grow from that. There is a way where you can come back from that. Trust and believe. But you don't want to get into that scenario. So fix your business in the inside, and your marketing will fix it on the outside. Your marketing will take care of the outside, right? So this is Your Perspective Matters podcast. This has been another amazing, uncomfortable conversation. I want to ask you guys a question, right? Let me end it off with this, right? My question to you is, have you been wasting time marketing? Perfecting your marketing strategy and not perfecting your business. I want you to answer that question, right? Or DM me, or tag me in your story, at underscore Your Perspective Matters podcast or Your Perspective Matters. You can actually, I believe I set it up for you can also, I don't actually, I think they took that out. So yeah, so you can email me also. I prefer DMs. Let's do that. Let's just stick with the DMs. But you could definitely tune in on all platforms, underscore, well, not underscore, that's just for Instagram. For the all the podcast platforms, Your Perspective Matters on YouTube is YPM space pod, right? YPM space POD. That's where you can find me. Family, see you on the next episode. Always know that your perspective.